Former President Bill Clinton is expected to make a full recovery after a four-hour heart operation yesterday at New York Presbyterian Hospital at Columbia University. Mr. Clinton had quadruple coronary artery bypass surgery. His doctors say he had it in the nick of time. NPR's Richard Knox reports from New York.
They wheeled Mr. Clinton into the operating room sometime around 7 a.m. yesterday. Outside, an encampment of reporters and camera crews waited in the Labor Day sun for any scrap of news. Finally, Heart Surgeon-in-Chief Craig Smith announced success at a late-afternoon press conference sprinkled with well-wishers from New York Presbyterian Hospital staff.
Starting this morning around 8 o'clock, he had a relatively routine quadruple bypass operation. We left the operating room around noon, and he is recovering normally at this point. So I think right now everything looks straightforward.
Senator Hillary Clinton stayed upstairs, but she issued a statement saying the last few days had been an emotional roller coaster. So the Clintons were deeply grateful for the good news. Mr. Clinton's heart problem had been brewing for years. The symptoms began showing up earlier this year. But cardiologist Alan Schwartz says Mr. Clinton didn't recognize them.
Several months ago, President Clinton, who's very physically active, began to notice that he was getting short of breath and also developing some chest constriction with activity.
But last Thursday, something new sent him to the doctor. Even though he was resting, he suffered 15 to 20 minutes of chest pain and shortness of breath. Doctors call that unstable angina. It means that the heart is starved for blood, even without any exercise demands.
Pictures of the arteries to his heart showed extensive blockage in each of the blood vessels supplying blood to his heart muscle. In several of the vessels, the blockage was well over 90%.
Doctors said a heart attack was imminent, but luckily doctors discovered no damage to his heart muscle. That made Mr. Clinton an ideal candidate for replumbing his coronary arteries. Surgeon Smith first tackled the main artery that runs down the front of the heart. In Mr. Clinton, as in many people, it has two main branches.
These were the main focus of our interest, and these two branches were each bypassed using an artery from the chest wall called the left internal mammary artery.
That was two bypass grafts.
There's another branch that comes around the back of the heart that was also significantly obstructed that was bypassed using the right internal mammary artery.
Finally, the right coronary artery that snakes around the back of the heart got a bypass graft using a vein from Mr. Clinton's left leg. That makes four bypass grafts in all. Mr. Clinton spent the night in intensive care, sometimes awake but groggy from sedatives. Barring complications, doctors expect he'll go home by the end of the week. Naturally, reporters asked if the former president will get out on the campaign trail this fall. The doctors hedged. Craig Smith says travel isn't out of the question, but campaigning is a different story.
If you add to the stresses of routine travel, the stresses of campaign appearances and all the stuff that goes along with that, I think it might be a bit more of a stress. So we're going to be prepared to individualize this recovery to a great extent. After all, this is not the average person in recovery.
Reading between the lines, it wouldn't be surprising if Mr. Clinton got a little campaigning in before November 2nd, but if typical experience is any guide, he won't be fully recovered until about Election Day. He'll have to stick to a low-salt, low-fat diet, he'll get drugs to lower his blood pressure, and he'll get very aggressive doses of a cholesterol-lowering drug for the rest of his life. Doctors say he could live to a ripe old age. Richard Knox, NPR News, New York.